which is at the same time Jawahar, means all the beautiful stuff. He played with all of that back and forth. Then he suddenly said, first of all, when you are looking at me, which part of me are you looking at?
The form.
The form? Yes. Because your eyes is prepared for this. We talked about it, first paragraph, do you remember? In first paragraph he said, there are these melancholies, there are these logical ones. These logical stuff is silly. Mu'tazili. So there were these guys, they wanted to interpret the Quran as a mathematics. They thought there is a logic. There is no logic. He said, if your eye could see God, the eye of a donkey could see the Allah. There is another eye, the meaning in me, right? You will see the form. Haq will not look at form, because form is nothing for him. He will look at the essence. He will look to your heart. He said, therefore, the theater of the divine rays is that iron. Therefore, the theater of God is in the heart, not the body. Which was not a good translation, but we talked about it. Then he started said, oh my God, this is a subject that we have to talk a lot. And I'm worried that maybe I talk too much, even because you could go to your illusion. This is something that I highlighted it. Sometimes I wish I could spend one session to explain this. The problem of studying this stuff is mainly the handmaiden. The logic is sitting here. When I read this, the logic will go and search for the quote-unquote meanings. Go into the dictionary. Connecting this to that, to that, to that. Linguistically wants to understand it. And it doesn't work. Why? Because if this was the subject to understand, was written in a normal language, poetic language, which is always the case in here, is because what we're talking about is beauty. And about the beauty, we could talk beautifully only, not logically. What logic could I bring you about the beauty of an unfinished statue? A piece of marble which only one third of a body is made, polished, perfect. The rest is raw. This is Michelangelo Bonarotti. This is an slave. Amazingly, looking at it, honestly, you could feel it if you're trained enough. You could feel it that this slave wants to break out of the stone. He wants to come out. He's really that heavy stuff. This comes from that genius fellow. It's not logical. Logically, status. Every statue should be finished, polished, nailed, opened. No. When you're talking about the music, what is the logic? Excuse me. Sit down and compare it and measure the notes. You should sit down and go out of this place with listening to the music. Music is here. Playing with the world is here, and a lot of hints, because at the end of the day, you're not supposed to understand it. It's not bad. I paid a lot to understand what the beauty is, but that's not what we're talking here. Here we're talking about beautification, to become beautiful. I always repeat myself, first, you should understand. in every single moment that you are not the best of you. Accept that. You are not the best possible of you. So there is a step towards the best possible of you. About the rest we don't talk. There is always that. You could improve. How? With your deeds. Little by little, you could beautify yourself. He said, oh, I talked a lot, and even this I was saying was not me. Because if the shoe is corrupt, it will fit the corrupt feet. That's the irony. When I'm talking, you may pick up something that fits your distorted mind and build something of it. No, wait. Let's go from the beginning. This was how he started this story. He said, okay, the first one was beautiful, okay? And the first one was connecting to the king with ears. And said, the ear is playing a role, go between. Remember, what I'm talking about goes in your ear, but it should go in and transform to some meaning. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's go back to the levels of understanding. It's not understanding. The word is yaqin, means firmly knowing. We know that there are three levels of understanding. The first one?
Scientific.
Knowledge. Scientific understanding is the first one. Lovely. But it's only theory. And it's not complete. The second one?
Seeing.
When you see the beauty. I talked about this a slave now, right? I could give a 4-hour lecture about that one statue. And you could learn it all. But when you see it, is another story. Because in the first one, there is no feeling. Seeing will start the feeling. Then there is the third one. To become that. Imagine another Michelangelo looking at this statue. Suddenly, we'll connect and we'll become that. That's the real understanding. Of course, you understand that we are not here to understand that statue. The subject was you understanding you. You could understand yourself from theory. That's how you understand. Who are you?
Andrea.
More than that explanation. I'm alien.
Okay, I thought you were asking me my
yes,
name.
Yes. Go on.
I'm a being of love.
Mm-hmm. And?
And here I am.
And? You see, all the explanation goes to your thinking. You think I am this. You think I am that. And you explain to yourself that I was born there, I did this, a history.
I don't think I said that.
No, you don't say that.
I don't think I did.
The thinking is,
no,
when they ask you, who are you? No, I will ask again, make it more simple. Who are you? You see, you're thinking. Why are you thinking? You don't need to think.
You're saying that. How you're claiming that. You're saying I'm thinking. That I mean, how can you say that you are not in me? How could you say I'm thinking?
That old illusion of separation and independence. That old way of thinking that there is me, and I'm down there, nobody knows who is there, nobody knows who I am, because I could pretend, because I could change the subject, because a lot. There is no such a thing. That's the point. If the first thing that one should be able to swallow is that there is no real separation. Tonight, punishment of being here, when you go back home, read the last verse of this book. How about that? What is the last verse?
Of this book?
Uh-huh. No, of Masnavi. The end, book 6. Yes. Because from the heart is a window to the heart. Hearts are connected.
What was the last verse?
What do you mean?
Did he just say what the last verse was? Oh, okay. I thought you. Can you tell me the last verse?
The last verse, he remembered, is Rumi will say, because there is a window from heart to heart. Hearts are connected. And this is something that we have years to work on to understand. That when we say heart, there is only one heart. Everyone's. First of all, you remember, I explained, where is your heart? In you? If it is in you, so there are some parts of you which are out of the heart. That's not a good imagination. You are in your heart. Your heart is out of you. It's bigger than this physical existence. And it's spread and it's connected to all the hearts. That's how feeling will transfer without the intelligence even having a clue what's happening. We are talking about not the state of intelligence, we are talking about the Juliet looking at Romeo. There is something else over there. Another vision, another connection. At the end of the day, me understanding me intelligently starts from the amoeba up to here by thinking about me. And interestingly, I cannot think about me because it happens always inside, which is not thinking. What is it? When you think that you're thinking, you're not thinking. You're talking. It depends what language you know. That way you describe yourself. This is not it. Who are you? You are the meaning, your part in this. Every single moment you have a part to play in this big environment of we. I'm not talking about the physical escape, the meaning of we.
But when you asked me that question, you should have prefaced it by saying you're not looking for the physical answer, because since I'm new to the class, it would be...
What gave you the idea that I'm looking for a physical answer?
Because you just said, who are you? So I thought, like, hey, Andrea, da da da, commonality. You're speaking more my language by saying, who are you? Because I would fairly, would like to have responded in a way.
Even you, when you say you are you, even that doesn't work. You know who are you? Do you want me to put it simple now? No, it's simple. You are a student. That's what you're doing, the role, the meaning of you. I'm sitting down here, I'm not a man, I'm not Iranian. Here I am a teacher. That role that I play in we is the meaning of me. The rest is my belonging, my history, my thought, my illusions, all of that. But what? The meaning of... Oh, that's another stuff. Where is the meaning? Outside the object. The meaning of this is not in it. The meaning of this is we coffee drinkers will make this. That way, your meaning is not that. It's not in the body. is not in your mind, is not in your thought.